Happy 420.
Oh, we're on different pages. Alrighty, so kick us off, Kylie. What do you have? We should do expression of the week. Oh, also, Cam texted last night. Cam, a friend, said that she loves listening to our pod because it's like we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally, and, how do we scale that? Because that's all we want.
And your aunt.
Yes,
and
that was
my
so
mom
sweet.
Is like, it feels like we're just sitting at the table with you.
Oh my gosh. So. Okay, folks, we're trying to scale this, but right now we got our three listeners and thankful for them.
Thank you for all of them. So
this week's expression.
This week's expression is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And I have no clue.
Do you have any ideas, initial thoughts? You schooled me last time, so I'm going to make you go first if you have any thoughts on it. You're looking at your phone, so I have to make sure. I need to proctor.
I need to look at this because it's really hard. This one's harder than last week. I felt like last week was so much easier. This one, I'm like, I
you
have
killed
no clue.
Last week. I feel like this one is, sorry, one more time. Sorry to kill our listeners' ears.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I feel like literally it means like it's better to have something. No, that wouldn't make any sense.
This one's really hard.
It feels like it's better to have something in your possession. Maybe like to work for something. Maybe is it like you've worked for something?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that could be so wrong though.
No, but it kind of makes sense. I don't even know how to explain it.
It's like you've worked for something and you've...
Yeah, like it's rewarding.
It's like a reward. Okay, so I think it's time we reveal because that one actually has a stump, and I don't think we can sit here for too long embarrassing ourselves.
No, but...
This is exactly what we intend to do, though. We hope to be an educational...
Okay, so the expression, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, means that it's better to hold on to something you already have, even if it's small or modest, than to risk losing it by trying to get something better that you might not succeed in getting.
Literally the opposite of where we were going. And that's good, though.
Or in other words, what you have now is more valuable than the possibility of getting more later.
Okay, so the grass isn't always greener.
On the other side.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, so that's a good one. And I hope we should challenge each other to use that. So, big week for golf. The Masters were last weekend. Did you watch it all?
Girl, this could just be straight up education because I don't even know what like Masters is when it comes to golf.
Big golf tournament. If not the biggest golf tournament, I don't know. I'm a new fan, newfound fan.
Mm-hmm.
But while watching that, so do you even know like a caddy? You know,
that's
golfers.
The thing. Girl, I'm not stupid.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound condescending. I literally was like, what do we know about golf? You know caddies?
Yes.
That's my dream job. While watching, that's all I could think of. And I went straight
little,
to the
like golf skirt.
Okay. At the Masters, they were cute. Like they were like. Overall,
category
what is that called?
Category is.
What is that outfit called? It's cute. It's like they have the golfer's last name on their back.
It's giving it's like jersey.
It's like overalls. It's a full fit.
Okay.
Head to toe. So cute. So I've found out that that's my dream. I don't know what like credentials you need. Definitely don't have them. Been on maybe two golf courses in my time, but I think that'd be my dream job. So I thought that was a good convo starter. Of what you want your dream job to be. Or what your dream job...
Oh, just dream jobs.
I don't know that that'd be my dream job, but this week, that was my dream job.
This week, that's your dream job? Honestly, this week's dream job, I wish I could just be like a stylist.
That is a good job. I feel like you would do well at that.
I would love that job.
Not even a dream. That's an attain... not a dream. That is a dream job, but it's an attainable one. Yeah, I think there's quite a few that we could riddle off right now.
But
it's like literally anything.
Speaking of other people's dream jobs, Katy Perry's dream job achieved...
Gosh, did she say that was her dream job?
No, I don't know, but like doesn't like every child want to like go to space? So
well, I was thinking if we had the video, I think I texted you this earlier, but I was gifted when working at Mastermind Toys. Mastermind, if you're listening and you want to sponsor us, Mastermind Toys, I was gifted the astronaut, like the costume helmet.
Why were you gifted? Employee of the month?
No, it was employee Secret Santa. And that's what my Secret Santa gave me because I love that thing. Like, it was so fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember. You have a photo of this.
Yes. Yes. I loved it. And it had like a huge head. Like, it was so nice. It did not fit me. Like, it was made for children. So my dome didn't fit in it quite well. But it would have been so good if we did video pod and I had that to record this week. The internet, the dragging Katy Perry. Do you think it's deserved, firstly?
Katy Perry, I don't know. There's something about Katy Perry that I just don't like. There's something, she just gives, I don't know, her aura. I just don't like her yeah. for some whatever reason.
I think...
I feel like as she got older and as I got older too, the less I liked her. I don't know why. There's something like mean or cold about her.
100%. I just find like... I don't know her, obviously. Yeah. I've never been in a room with her. Mm-hmm. But I don't like her, especially the interview that she did pre... Have you seen the one? Like pre-takeoff?
She's getting a lot of heat on that.
I love the math, the STEM... Astronomy.
The math and it all.
Astronomists. That was a Katy Perry moment. But no, I think the issue, the largest issue right now is that she worked on her latest album with Kesha's abuser.
Yes.
So very awful. So she's getting dragged for that. Wendy's chimed in.
Wendy's
social media team is so good. So yeah, do you think it's... I don't know that anyone deserves to be dragged... Like, I just think of the small side of the internet that we see, so I can't even imagine what they see, and it's still like, oh, man, that's got to be hard for anybody.
Oh, 100%. It's just so wild that it's, like space tourism is how they, like, word it, and it's like, this is such an elitist thing.
Yeah.
And also, I also thought they were going to be, like, when I thought she was going to space, I thought she was going to be there for, like, a hot minute, not 11 minutes.
Up
like,
and down.
I thought they were there to stay for a bit. Like, no, it was literally up and down. But the buildup of them going to space made it seem like that.
I don't even know how she was chosen. I don't know how any of them were chosen. I don't know enough about this. I just think it was crazy that, I don't know if they've called themselves astronauts or if that has just been... snowballed online, but I think that is just wildly disrespectful to astronauts.
Do you think if it was someone else more likable that this would be more favored? Like, Katy Perry was such a random choice, and it's like people don't already like love Katy Perry to begin with.
But
it was someone that was actually like admired or anything of that sort, like, you know how you asked me last week,
Nightmare Blunt Rotation.
Yeah. Like, Nightmare Blunt Rotation in space. But, Katy Perry
included. She's sitting at that table. That's a good question. I'm not certain. I don't know if the other... I don't know enough about the other folks on that ride.
Oprah's best friend, Gail, or whatever her name is.
Yes, and Amanda Nguyen, who I believe is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. She was on is it a shuttle? I don't know what that... Blue Origin. She was on Blue Origin. So I don't know enough, and I don't know if that would change the game if they were more liked. I just think Katy Perry's press before and after, like, she had a chance to save herself after that awful interview ahead of time where she was talking about the math and the STEM of it all.
Yeah.
And I was going to sleep reading a book on string theory. I know. So crazy. If she had a chance to redeem herself after that, and she still came off that spacecraft and kissed the ground.
And also dropped her set list for her upcoming tour.
No way.
So
wait, what do you think that's going to do to ticket sales? Because she's doing like an Eras tour like thing,
yeah,
right?
But firstly, all of them are looking into the camera. Yeah. Like, you're in space. Yeah. Why don't you admire like everything around you? It's like, are you that like narcissistic and egoistic that it's like, you're just going to spend all your time looking at the camera? It was so wild to me.
Yeah, sad.
But like, they were holding up a little star and it had her set list. And she was like, how wild is that? When she landed.
No way.
And it's like, girl, is that what she really did this for?
I did not see that at all. I also didn't know she was like closely affiliated with Jeff. I don't know if she is, but like the affiliation with Jeff Bezos, I didn't know those things. So
yeah,
that was eye opening. And it was so...
But no, it's wild though. So at work, I was like talking to Olivia and I was like, oh, like... So what about Katy Perry in space? So Olivia's like doing like a little break from social media, like literally everything.
Okay.
No Instagram, good, no TikTok, nothing.
Lent or?
Just life choices. But when I said Katy Perry in space, she had no clue what I was talking about.
Really?
She was like, what? She thought I was using expression.
And how then I was she getting like, her news?
I don't like, she'll come through me. I like update her. She forgot it was Coachella weekend and everything. Like on my lunch break, I share all this like pop culture stuff with her. Anyways,
worldly events.
I had to like tell her that Katy Perry went to space and she was like floored. She had no clue. And then she was fully invested. But imagine being that disconnected from reality that like you're not even aware. I was like,
what's the opposite of breaking Amish? Entering Amish?
Yeah.
But on the space note, reminds me of like Galaxy Print. And Galaxy giving Tumblr, You hear Tumblr's back?
Yes. Did you have a blog?
No, I didn't because I didn't know how to make things like look cool. It looked like overwhelming. You know, I don't code JavaScript, HTML. I don't know those languages.
I loved Tumblr. I took so much
pride. But you were also, before Tumblr, you were ripping codes on your family's computer to keep your RuneScape going throughout the day. Yes. So you were an original hacker.
Why didn't I go into like computer science or like coding?
You should have. Next time we chat and your dream job opportunity is going to be coding. But you were a Tumblr girly.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes Blackness, you kind of, the lore. The lore goes deep.
BLXCKNESS.tumblr.com.
Wait, that was your
handle? My handle, Blackness, because it was a black and white theme.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I just coded my blog to have like a black and white filter over the entire page, and if you hovered over the photo, it went to color.
Okay, you are like, you need to have that on your resume. That's actually you treated it so, respect it deserved.
I had thousands of followers on my Tumblr. I would have like anonymous messages. I was like, Tumblr to like a whole next level. Yeah,
I loved jealous. It. I was so jealous of people who were good at Tumblr back in the day. And but now's my chance. It's redemption. Okay, you had a question. I don't know if this is a question for me or the audience. Rave daughter or yoga son?
Oh,
I was trying to
understand,
figure out that was expression of the week for me. I was like reading that note and I was like, where is he going with this?
Like, would you rather have gay son or thought daughter? You're not on that TikTok.
No,
you were never.
That was like 2 years ago.
I know.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Equivalent. Would you rather have rave daughter?
Oh, it's a would you rather.
Yeah. Would you rather have a rave daughter or a yoga son?
Rave daughter or yoga son? What's a yoga son? I feel like that's...
When I talk about yoga son, I'm talking about someone that's like committed to the whole like yoga, like very calming,
following. Doesn't that usually happen after a crisis though? I feel like that doesn't happen in high school. I feel like those people, that happens like...
No, but I'm saying it is. Like it is happening in high school.
Yoga son in high school? I feel like that's post-crisis mode.
Or they're just like totally about it and they just like finding themselves the spiritualism...
I feel like they're more similar than you think. I feel like they're
rave like, daughter is giving, but like think of like going to a rave and it's like
your daughter's stepping out to go to Veld and she's wearing a candy bra.
Yeah.
And she's in grade 10.
Yeah.
listeners, what would you do?
I don't know.
I'm also, like, I've never done that. I don't even know what you wear. I'd be like,
also like your rave daughter comes home and you're like, so how was your like festival?
How was your dance? Yeah. Yeah, it was like me asking my mom to go to the Much Music video dances. I would love
to see your future daughter be rave daughter. Just to make it, to like make you slightly uncomfortable.
Would you like that?
I would just love to see how you would handle that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd have to call some folks who've done it, who've raved in their day. Oh, that's tough. What
Don't
would you
worry,
rather?
King Kylie, you can take your rave daughter out.
Yeah, you, her and her gunkle. Go off, Kings.
Those girls were always so intimidating too, like in high school.
The girls that would go to Veld and make their own.
They were
bikinis.
Always so intimidating.
100%.
So,
what did they grow up to do?
That's like those things where it's like all those mean girls in high school grew up to be nurses.
And that's
it's like,
false though.
Yeah.
But what do you think the rave girl grew up to do?
Rave girl's still raving. 100% rave
really?
Girl is 100%.
Okay, but
I don't
she doesn't
think
get
you,
paid to do that. So what do you think she
I don't think
you
for,
what do you think she
does for a living?
Unless
like,
she does. Unless she
like,
is.
You're asking me like, what does she do for fun? I'm like.
No, what does she do for a living?
Ooh, it could be like really like. Teacher, like you know,
yeah, it's they're like, unassuming.
Yes,
they're coming out of Goldman Sachs and they are hitting Veld. Yeah, you're right. They could be working for the government. Okay, well, I have a concern as of late, and that concern is the people you may know on Facebook.
Oh my God, wait, is this like suggested friends?
Yes, it's the people you may know, like it goes through a banner.
Why are those like? People you just totally forgot about coming up on there.
Well, those ones are just kind of funny to me. But the worst part is like it's zero mutual friends and it's people I've creeped a lot. So like I'm
Stop.
Now Facebook is now suggesting
your algorithm.
Facebook is like, hey, like I know you've looked at this person's profile. Like think about adding them. Zero mutual friends, zero shared connection. Like it is all I can think about when I see those randos is like, are they seeing me on there? Because they would know that I creeped them. So it's something I've been battling and I don't know. I wish, because we did used to have a Finsta. I had to get rid of it because
you were addicted.
I was too addicted. Oh goodness. So I'm doing better on that front, but I don't know how to creep people without the Finsta and without getting caught on Facebook. So listeners, if there's any suggestions for that.
I find Facebook's hard though, because it's like there's so many barriers for Facebook, or like privacy controls.
Yes.
That it's like
some people don't even show their profile
picture.
I know.
Or you can't even like open it or anything.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. I'm like, let me just give me a.
But you like to use LinkedIn.
Give me a taste.
To creep people.
I love LinkedIn, but I've noticed since not working, it's kind of like.
Not
it's kind
fun.
Of like I associate it with work, even though it was my favorite social media. Like yeah. I love looking through people's LinkedIns. But since not working, I'm so hesitant to go onto the app.
Why?
I don't love it. I don't know. Am I like, is it an insecurity that I'm not working? I don't know. But I'm taking time away from it. I do like having the feature. Like some people, like my favorite is when you're with someone, you like go to look at someone's LinkedIn and they're like, no, they're going to get notified. Little do they know I have that setting turned off.
She's
no
pro.
One knows.
She's
LinkedIn no premium. One knows that I am looking at your, no one knows that I am looking. On the topic of
jobs.
I saw a really good TikTok on money dysmorphia.
So did I.
You saw the same one. The girl that lives in New York. Oh, she's incredible. Did you hear what she shared, though, in that TikTok about the percentage of Coachella tickets that were purchased through Afterpay?
Oh, yes.
That is something we should discuss.
But isn't that like a life lesson? It's like, if you can't afford it, don't pay for it, which is like, sure. But it's like, I don't know. I've never financed anything. Well, my phone, but I feel like that's an okay.
That's standard.
That's a justified.
Yeah, I feel like financing. that's always been offered, right? Like Apple's always offered like
but
financing
But I've never
plans.
Actually financed anything else.
No, the fact that you can finance absolutely everything
Or Chipotle.
Now,
you haven't seen that? People financing their lunch
yes,
at Chipotle.
Yes, their Uber Eats or their DoorDash. I think one of
that
the...
Is,
it's quite concerning. And honestly, I think it's so telling because we're so much more fixated on what people think about us. Coachella. I think Coachella is especially
well,
important.
Consumer culture is wild right now.
Okay,
like
we
generation.
Shouldn't talk because we...
Oh, definitely a consumer.
we love consuming.
I feel like our generation more than others, like our... I don't know, the generations ahead of us were a little more disciplined when it comes to finances, or like, I feel like they just didn't have as many options as like we do nowadays. And it's like life, like priorities were kind of different. The political like nature of the like the world wasn't like
okay we're not a political pod this week
I know but it's just like
yeah
I feel
no,
like there's
true.
So many things that people are like well do I want to have a family if I'm not gonna have a family I have more money to spend blah 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 blah.
Well I feel like we've just accepted the fate or we've not accepted because I don't think we should accept it but I think people are just like of the mind that our generation's unable to afford homes. We're unable to afford life. Like I feel like that's the rhetoric we share.
Yeah.
So I feel like we just instead just spend all our money.
But also not really. Let me just finance a Coachella.
Exactly. Like I feel like financing a Coachella ticket is like concerning, of course. Like I don't think the ticket alone, like the ticket's not even the issue. It's you also have to like, you're getting your outfits, you're getting your accommodations, you're getting your travel there. Like there's so many expenses that go into that it's concerning that you're financing
but
that.
But I do love when you go on those kind of TikToks and you go through the comment section and people are like, again, financial transparency, sharing how much debt they're in.
Yeah.
And the like, like how much it ranges.
Yeah.
Like it's so wild.
Is that speaking of like, I want to start the segment of what do you do for a living if you're out and about during the day? Is it already a segment if you ask people
how much debt they're in?
I think it is. I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think that's that.
I love them when they have really high debt, and I'm like, yes,
right,
which
no,
is really sad.
About
then you
yourself.
Feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Comparison, thief of joy on both sides. So don't do that. But I do when they have zero debt, or when they ask what's saving, how much money do you have saved? Like the financial transparency TikTok.
The saving parts is always like
I just skip. It's the same with like if I'm like watching a work if I'm watching a like a workout video or like what I eat in a day. If it's like. Oh, there's not. I don't stand a chance. I'll just like I scroll so quickly, and that's the same with how much money you have saved at your age. Okay, so you're this age. This is your salary, and how much money you have? Swipe. Like that's not my business. Knowing that. On that note, you're not watching Summer House.
No.
I wish you were watching because I just have a strong like
dislike against it.
Oh my gosh!
You relate to Paige of old.
I have to do breath work whenever he comes on the screen. I catch myself doing breath work. Do you have any other people like that when they show up? Any other?
I don't really think so.
Any TikTokers? Mine is, and I'll regret this if we ever are in the mix with these people. So I have to be careful what I say. But that girl Victoria Paris.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah, she's never come across your desk. Oh, that's good.
I'm sure if I
for the best.
She's What? Explain to the followers.
No, I don't even know. I don't even know what she does. It's like Brianna Chicken Fry. You know her?
Yes.
Those two. I kind of like Brianna Chicken Fry. I don't know. That might be a controversial take. But I don't even know what she does. But there's like those few TikTokers or like the ones that aren't even famous that you've just like watched too much. So they're still on your screen.
Yes. I do, but sometimes I do enjoy those ones because it's like they're not famous. So it's like, what?
You think people say that about me?
Yeah.
She's not famous. Okay, just let it be known. Let it be known. There was a TikTok that went viral. And it's I think he's, what does he say in it? Oh, why do I post so much? Because I'm a diva. I'm a diva.
Certified diva.
Yes.
Love certified diva.
Do you know that you was sent that by fly. You and my cousin? And I think at that point I was like, okay, I know it's embarrassing. I'm just having fun. I just treat it as my diary. I say that so you guys can't make fun of me for posting TikToks. Anywho, what I was going to share of something that's like really inconsiderate. And listeners, again, this is not personal. This is just something I've thought about recently because I creep so much. And I guess that could be the theme of today's episode. I like creeping. And something that is not very fair to followers and not followers, just people who creep, is when people break up and they don't post their reasons for breakup. But their relationship has been public all this time. I've been following along. Then, breakup. No reason for breakup.
Yeah, but you want them to make a post?
Just tell me what happened. DM me. I just think it's sad when I'm like, I don't even have a couple in mind. I was just thinking about...
You're just a nosy girl and want to know.
Because I was thinking about like, if I was mayor, I like to do my segments. I like to think about them. And one of them would have been, you can't be public online. And then not. And not your relationship can't be public.
Are you talking about like friends or celebrities?
Celebrities. Friends would be so uncomfortable. Okay, like, I would know the reason. I would know the reason.
Or people on like...
No, I would know the reason. My friends would be broken up, which would be sad. But no, I mean
not,
like...
not necessarily like best friends. Like, it's just like people on like...
High school or yeah, something. Literally. Like, those people, like everyday folks. That'd be so funny. If like there would be... If you posted a certain amount of time together... Then you have to post after a breakup the reason.
There's probably a good like Reddit form on that, like breakup reasons.
Honestly though, I feel like they wouldn't even be as exciting. Also, that's just dark in general. That wouldn't be fun reading. I'm just like nosy. I'm a nosy Nelly. But I think it would be so interesting. Or yeah, I guess if it's it would only be good if like someone cheated or something, which is really sad. But good TV.
Also, like, good for other people to know that they cheat.
Yeah, like, those Facebook groups? Are we dating the same guy?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's a funny Facebook group. I think that might be another good thing that we can do to keep our listeners entertained is joining, like, random Facebook groups.
I'm a part of the TJ Maxx Facebook group.
For, like, when things are posted? Like, this yeah, just spotted like, at yeah. St. Catharines.
Those people?
Marshalls.
Those people are wild. Yes, exactly.
I'm a part of...
It's like I'm looking for 3 more of these chairs and everyone starts dropping that address of, like, what HomeSense they can go to.
They run there.
To find that.
HomeSense is crazy. They have a cult following.
It is a cult following. I do love HomeSense, though. I do enjoy that experience.
I don't like HomeSense anymore. Well, probably because I don't have a home. Speaking of, I've been addicted to Facebook Marketplace. Addicted.
Love
Facebook. If I'm not on TikTok, I'm on Facebook Marketplace. Both yeah. I need to put screen time limits on. But Facebook Marketplace is so good. Afterpay would go crazy on Facebook Marketplace for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. If they had...
Afterpay would have gone crazy when we left at 902.
It did. Our version of Afterpay was just a credit card. It's the same thing. And we were tapping that thing. That thing got a workout in.
Tapping that.
Exactly. 365, bumping that. I've told myself that in my unemployment, I would DIY a lot more because that usually like lights my fire. Haven't really been doing that too much. I've unfortunately spent far too much time on my phone for it to be. I think like I need to get parent controls. You know that old Facebook video? Look up from your phone. That's me. Look away from your phone. Or yeah, Kim no Kardashian one wants to get off their asses these days and work.
Yeah.
Is that even what she says? Probably butchered that. I've been watching the recent season of Kardashians. I don't even know how recent it is, but I'm unemployed. I've gone through everything. So I tried a vlog style the other day. That felt a little bit foreign. I liked it though. Filming myself on the streets of downtown. This week, I feel like it's been... I engaged a lot more this week.
With who?
I puffed my chest out and I was fighting with these people on the internet. I wasn't before. I didn't like want to engage with them. Didn't want to give them the time of day. But there's some of them where they're just like, oh man, they're just spewing things on my TikTok that I can't stand for. Like the idea that Mark Carney was selected and not elected. I was elected to read, to lead, not to read. Anywho, that was a stream of consciousness. But I've been fighting with them a lot more this week. And why I'm doing all this, guys, I'm trying to boost my awareness. Engagement. Oh, that too. It's an easy way. It's an easy way to do it. So I also just want to spread the good word of getting that scary movement out of Canada. But that's... But I did post another controversial one tonight just because I wanted to stir the pot. I'm trying to get my followers up. Raise them up. And don't know how that's doing yet, but I do. I'm losing sleep to it. I'm losing time spent at home where I should be like DIYing. I should be spending my unemployment. Like, can you imagine me interviewing right now? And they're like, how have you spent your couple of weeks off?
Started a podcast.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm a volunteer podcaster. I'm a volunteer content creator. I spend a lot of time on my phone.
Volunteering's great on a resume.
Exactly. That's what I've.
That's a good way to phrase it. It's like,
shifted my.
What, can you explain this gap on your resume?
Yeah, I was volunteering. I became a content creator. What do you mean? Need I explain more? So yeah, I think that's so. Check in. That was a weekly check in for employment, unemployment, sorry, and what the comment section is looking like. So I think that's a little bit about me. There is 10 days. When this episode airs, there will be, I believe it's coming out on Sunday. Does that mean there's going to be, that's a little too much math for me. Oh my gosh. There's going to be a couple days that's until like the election.
Interview questions.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, those like, have you or ever heard EQAO, of like the Google?
EQAO.
EQAO question. For real. Have you heard of like the Google style interviews? No. Where they'll ask you like how many tennis balls fit on a school bus? Trust
you
me.
Do those
trust
for
me.
Fun?
Firstly, that doesn't sound fun to me. And okay. Secondly, if I was asked that on an interview, I would have to pretend my internet went down. I would have to pretend.
What if it was in call person? Call would
drop. That'd be so good. That'd be so good in person. I'm just... Sorry. Sorry. One more time. One more time. If I was asked that... I would say I don't think I'm the woman for the job. Yeah. I think we're going to...
on STEM.
I'm just going to be
woman
honest.
In STEM. Yeah.
I love math. I love the math of it all. I love the STEM of it all. I love astrophysics. I was reading string theory. Couldn't wait to wind down. So back to how many tennis balls you think fit in a school bus.
Do you have an answer?
No, I think it's just to see how you think.
Oh,
I guess you would be like, how many rows of seats there are. There's a Google, if you're listening, this is, would be my answer.
Not me
if I
thinking
was...
it was like, how many jelly beans are in this?
Oh, like you're going to get them? Because we have a truck prize. Backpack. We have a truck park back and we're going to gift you these tennis balls if you do get the answer correct. Okay, Federer.
What?
The tennis player.
I was like, what? I don't know who that is. You like him?
That's so good. Sorry?
You like him?
I don't know him. Is he still play?
I don't know.
This is not a sports pod unless we're talking golf. Because I'm
unless
golf
we're talking
now,
Masters.
And I really want to be a caddy. So, and sometimes like the guy who won the Masters, Rory, mm-hmm. his caddy's his best mate. Would you choose me as your caddy if you were a professional golfer? Like, let's say they called you tomorrow and you're going on tour. Who would you call?
I would call you.
Wow. But, listeners, you imagine, heard that?
But imagine that like you get anxious. Like you already get anxious driving on the highway. Imagine you driving a caddy during like a Masters. It's like...
Wait. Okay. First things we need to know about golf. Thankfully, there's no golf courts. Golf carts. Golf courts. Thankfully, there's no golf carts. So you don't need to worry about me driving. I'm just walking.
Mm.
God gave me my 2 feet and a heartbeat. I'm walking.
God gave me 2 flat feet.
Okay, plantar fasciitis. I think if I'm really honored to hear that, and if you do get that call, I'm there
I'll
with your
there.
Golf bag.
I'll be there
for you. And they were roommates. Is that from the same show? Did you ever watch Friends?
No.
You ever watched The Office?
No.
A lot of people commented that I look like Dwight Schrute from The Office.
That's kind of so good.
That's... There's sometimes... Okay, we like to play a game. I don't know how we haven't discussed this earlier. And we already do own the rights to the Instagram handle, so don't take it. It is called Celeb Look Like. And that's when we find dupes on the street.
Oh, I love Cincy Loves.
And there is nothing worse than when you. Someone says, you look like, and follows up with a celebrity that is not the best looking. So I'll take you as confirming that I am giving Dwight Hsu. I would take that as, I don't know. I don't know that I'd want to be your caddy, truthfully. But that is a game. Sorry, I don't think we explained the game. We just explained that we had the handle. The game is Celeb Lookalike, and it's when we're in the wild. The best one to date was when we were in London at the Sky Garden. Oh my gosh. That was like, that was like a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest. They pulled out the winners of all of those contests, and they were at that event. Donatella Versace.
Donatella Versace was literally there.
What about Figgy Fazalia?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Yeah, she was so good. Sorry, it was Fonatella Versace. That's how we play the game. It's the fake version of a celebrity. So it's when you see the... There's so many good ones. I forgot who we saw the other day.
Do you think people are aware they look like these people? Like, or do you think they're trying to look like those people?
I don't think they're trying, especially like those... White shoots of the world. I don't know that they're trying, but you think no. Like, Fonatella Versace, she just got bad work done.
I know, but
a bit older.
Yeah, but it's like, do you think she knows she looks like that?
Oh, like, filler that, dysmorphia.
Yeah,
or blindness. Blindness.
Blindness.
What about? I know what you're saying because you're like like Figgy Fazalia. She showed Iggy's pictures to her doctor.
Yes.
Oh, she for sure. She was like a dead ringer. That was like the most spot on one we've had to date. But I really want to get that Instagram going. I think that'd be so funny. But I don't know if that's. Are we gonna run into legal issues? Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. We have in-house attorney, thankfully. I mean,
like,
I think
it's not.
It would be like I understand it would be. Defamation. It is kind of rude. Like, if we are putting like some of the ones we've done in the past, you gotta think, like, I don't think we'd like to be compared to some of the people we've seen in the wild.
Have you ever met someone that's like doesn't like people watching?
My husband.
Like, he just doesn't find it entertaining.
Well, he just
like
doesn't think I should share. It's like when something falls at a restaurant, you know, he'll be like, have some decorum.
Yeah.
Don't turn around. Oh, not me. Like I'm like, scene of the crime. I'm first reporter on site. I need to like make sure I know what's going on. But no, I don't think he thinks it's very polite to just stare at people. But like, what better activity?
But that's just looking at human behavior.
Where's your favorite
place to people watch?
Yeah.
You have an answer? Let me think.
I have a few.
I would say Bramley City Center is probably such good people watching, but I'm not. Yeah, people are not going to know where that is.
People, of course, all our listeners are in Brampton. Just kidding. We're global. The airport, fantastic people watching spot.
Yeah.
Canadian National Exhibition.
Even concert venues.
Oh, celeb lookalikes at concerts. That is the best. That is the best. History.
Yeah.
Who did I see last time?
Ziggy Alberts.
No, not the celeb. Nick Lachey.
Oh.
And somebody tapped up. Someone was also playing Celeb Lookalike. We were not affiliated. Didn't know who this person was. Grabs my shoulder and like shakes me and is like, I'm so sorry, but like, I have to tell you, you look exactly like my friend Linda. And I was like, okay, I'm so glad we're playing the same game because look to our right. Nick Lachey stands right there, live in flesh. Fick Lachey. Sorry, I gotta make sure that I don't confuse the listeners for seeing an actual celebrity. Fick Fliché. So that's some fun games. Maybe we can provide more fun games the more this goes on. Okay, listeners, I don't think you need to listen to us ramble anymore. I don't even know how long it's been.